Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today, we're going to look at Psalm 45. Actually, for the next couple days, we'll be looking at Psalm 45. And this is a wedding song. So keep that in mind as we read verses 1 through 9. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You're the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your side, you mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in the cause of truth, humility, and justice. Let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and you hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and alloys and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Special days call for special songs, especially a wedding day. Today's passage is the first part of a wedding song written for a royal wedding. The country is celebrating as the king stands in beautiful robes and music fills the air. The great celebration stirs the heart of the writer as he describes the qualities of the king. The royal leader is the most excellent of men, graced with God's blessing. The prayer for the king is for him to ride victoriously in the cause of truth, humility, and justice. The song requests that God give the king success against all enemies. Israel knew this basic principle. The king's success would mean success for the nation. His defeat would be theirs as well. That's why it's important for us to pray that God blesses our nation's leaders. Without him, they could do nothing, but with God at work, good things would always follow. That's why it's important for us to pray that God blesses our nation's leaders. Without God, they can do nothing. But when he is at work, good things always follow. Father, please bless our leaders. Give them wisdom, insight, and courage. Help politics be put aside. Help them lead with truth, humility, and righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.